Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture, Monday, the middle of September. Fertilizer prices aren't at historic highs, but relative to last year's prices and the current prices for crop commodities, they are up there. According to data from USDA and analysis by University of Illinois, fertilizer prices in the state 6 to 20% higher than early fall last year. High yields lead to high nutrient removal rates, but next year, nutrient replacement and feeding a new crop will come at a higher cost. Pro Farmer reports the price trends weigh heavier on farmers who are starting next year's crop with what could be a lower nutrient baseline. Carl Wyant, Nutrien's Director of Agronomy, says we have two realities here. We have the reality of economics, and we have the reality of that crops have a core need for nutrients. Wyant says therein lies the balance for farmers keep soils productive while considering the cost to do so. His best advice? Root your decision in data. A South Dakota Economic Development Board approved an award, $2.8 million, for solar farm. That was for tax relief, and a $10 million loan for a cheese factory. Officials expect the projects will result in a $395 million private investment and create 163 jobs. Friday's WASDE report wasn't necessarily bullish, but the markets got a bump. Palmetto Grains market analyst Brooke Schaefer.
We were expecting a reduction in yield and then a subsequent reduction in carryout with the possibility of an increase in exports on corn specifically. We got that, but we also got another 1.5 million planted acres added to corn. And so that takes harvested acres up from 88.6, 88.7 on the last report to 90 even. So that basically canceled out all of the decrease in production we got and the decrease in carryout that we got from reduced production and increased demand.
For soybeans, Schaefer says harvested acres were adjusted up.
USDA did trim yield 1/10 of a bushel. They added a few acres to beans, too. On the last report where they added corn acres, they took those away from beans. On this one, they didn't. Bean harvested acres are up a little bit from last. And we still don't have any sales to China. So that's what the bean market is looking at. If we don't sell anything to China, we're going to have way too many beans. If we do sell some to China, things get really tight.
Palmetto Grains market analyst Brooke Schaefer. We'll check the Monday morning markets next and then an analysis of last week's activity. All that straight ahead on Inside Agriculture.